Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. I've been very lackadaisical on this podcast and laxing, mostly because I just haven't had a lot to say. It's so weird. And I've been sick, deathly ill. I had flu A. And when somebody gets flu A, shit, they're out for a week. I was out 4 weeks. Not from work. I only took 2 days off of work, but I was pretty sick, and the cough is even still lingering right now. And today I went to go see Iron Lung. I thought it was terrible. I went to go see it because it sounded like a post-apocalyptic thing. It had the thing of a rapture, and I've always been into the religious rapture, and it had a sub, and then I knew it was based on a video game, so I was like, how, this sounds interesting. And the reason I went by myself is because Barb went to take care of her mom for this weekend, and she usually says, you can go see a movie, but pick something I don't want to see. And I knew she didn't want to see Iron Lung. I should have went to go see Dracula because they remade Dracula again, but I choose Iron Lung because I heard it had a lot of buzz and it was financed by somebody on YouTube, and I was curious. And I think it was just not for me though, because people around me seemed to be in their 20s and 30s, I would say no older than like 35, and they seemed into it, like they seemed really into it. And I even asked the guys next to me, like, is this the premise of the video game? Like, I like it just seems like you're trying to solve a mystery and you don't even fucking move, like you're in a sub that's not that big, and you're crawling around bumping into walls because it's dark. Like I just and you're and there's blood everywhere, and you don't know why. Like I didn't know there was a fucking blood ocean. I had to like find out a little bit more about this game. And but anyway, I went to go see that and didn't care for it. I was like, man, I wish I would have just stayed home and read comics, you know? Because I even though I haven't had a lot to talk about, I have been enjoying the shit out of a lot of comics lately. Like I think we're at a peak of just things that appeal to me, I guess, you know? Like I just want to read. DC is on fire. Marvel's very interesting with the World of Doom and other titles. I'm getting caught up on X-Men, and I didn't even buy those that were part of the Age of Revelation. And they had a whole bunch just pop up on the app recently, and I joined the hell out of them. Like, this is probably the most I've enjoyed Doug Ramsey. Like, it's crazy. The Longshots title was amazing with Mojo and stuff. Yeah, just really enjoying that series. Like, I'm just consuming comics and enjoying them, buying a lot of back issues. At some point though, like I'm really struggling with like when is enough enough? Like, I'm mid-50s and the plan is to retire in 4 years. Well, maybe a little less than 4 years. And I have to turn off the fire hose or at least turn it down so it's just like a little drip, drip, drip on the hose instead of a full-blown, fire hose blasting all the time. Because I have to start offloading some stuff. And that doesn't mean I won't buy stuff, but it means that I'll buy stuff limited. And offloading might not be easy, especially when I just want to get rid of some stuff. And you guys know me. Like I have a lot of stuff that nobody gives two shits about. Like a lot of indie stuff I'm sure I'll be able to do the DC Marvel Image stuff, and who knows about the Zenoscope and Kickstarters I support. Like, is anybody interested in them? Even though they're f spectacular, like, who knows? But I gotta start thinking, and I might start s doing strategy with Marvel Comics and just trying to do more app stuff. There was a lot of friends too that are going over to apps, mostly because they were shopping at Cowabunga and they stopped their mail order service. They were like a competition to DCBS. And I get a lot of these people left DCBS for Cowabunga just because Eric was a better, like, he had a hot, number you could call him if you had problems. And DCBS, while they're efficient, they do everything through email. So if you send an email, you might not get a reply for 2 days, but they try to resolve all your problems. I haven't had any issues with them. But yeah, it's where we are, and maybe if I was forced into a situation like that, I'd be more disciplined about that. But like, I really still do love physical media, and the other thing that happened is I recently went and got some progressive lenses. If you don't know what progressive lenses are, think of them as bifocals, but they're not bifocals. Bifocals basically had a line in the in the glass, and if you looked down, you'd be able to read, and if you looked straight, you'd be able to drive, distance and short-term reading. Well, progressives are a little bit like that, but they transition differently. And until recently, I didn't know, but like the side, if you look out the sides, like peripheral vision, it's blurry because they don't put a prescription there. It's so weird. It's like a little small oval. And you get kind of like this weird fishbowl effect if you like move your head really fast. But I have been able to see better on the computer and stuff. Like, I'm adjusting. Like, right now, I'm wearing my Oakleys. I bought some Oakleys that are just computer glasses, and I see outstanding. But I like Seinfeld's playing on in the background, and I can't fucking see it. Like, I can see him moving, but there's very little prescription there to help me see it because these glasses were designed to be arm's length and like up to about 4 feet. So yeah, but I'm enjoying them, and I think they're very good podcasting glasses. I noticed I really needed glasses when I was on a video podcast. I was on 221, I think, of Not Near Mint. And I've never done like that kind of YouTube thing, and I got it out of my system. I don't think I need to do it again. Like, I might guess, but I felt like different. Like, I feel like I like to do things off the cuff, and it felt like I couldn't. Like, it felt very weird. Like, I don't know. And then you're like seeing yourself and you're seeing others, and it was hard for me to hear because I'm deaf anyway. And it's so it, and then I was like looking when people were showing their comics in the little window on my laptop. I had to like take my glasses off and like look so my head would go towards the screen. And I was like, I better try some progressive lenses or something to try to navigate the computer space better. And I was noticing problems at work too. But my monitor, I have like two monitors, and they're much bigger than the laptops I have at home. So it wasn't such of a big deal. But now that I have the glasses, I'm adjusting to the progressive. They get my eyes tired though. The looking down thing strains my eyes a lot, and I'm not such a fan of that. But yeah, all I could say is last weekend I got to read a lot of comics. The weekend before, I read a lot of comics. The weekends prior to that, I didn't read hardly anything because I was sick. I have trouble like wanting to read, and I even have trouble like watching what I want to watch. So I have to like watch stuff I've already watched and just like be brain dead. Like, I don't know, it's so weird. But like, I work in a small space with people so close, and it's so easy to catch shit. And then I was in an iron lung, and the guy was sneezing next to me, and I'm like, oh joy, I seem to be like ready to catch anything and everything. This my immune system has just been really shit since like October, and yeah, hopefully I'll have a better 2026. But man, so far it's not looking good with flu A, but at least I have had it. I've had laryngitis. I've had to go get MRIs, all kinds of shit, you know. Flickering of the eyes. I mean, you've heard about it if you listen to Geek Brunch and Mike M's Weekly Reads. And I apologize. I also want to talk to you about something I'm having to make a quicker decision on than I'd like, but I could keep going down this path of doing the website and the podcast, but if it gets hacked again, I won't like know how to recover it. And Derek is really retiring off of the podcast scene, wants nothing to do with it. So I almost want to go to like Podomatic or something like that and just service that, but then that would affect all your RSS feeds. Like the people that do listen, which they're probably, you know, I would say there's probably like 50 active listeners and then 100 and some that just come in and out when they please. But how do you get the word out, you know? And I Googled like how you would switch and the RSS would change. And it sounds like you have to have both up for like 4 months, and then like the other algorithm learns to like forward that address to the new site. So if it gets pulled or gets queried, it goes to the new site. But I don't know how that works, you know. But I don't know. It just seems strange, and I'm lazy to investigate it, but I gotta get off my ass because I think it's May when Derek either sells the website or gives me the website, and then I gotta decide what to do with it. But I think what I'm gonna do is pay for 4 months at least, or figure out maybe I'll pay another year and hope I don't get hacked and I can keep the podcast going. And see if I can keep it going for another year, and then like next year around this time, or like in January, I start migrating over to the other site. And like when I retire, I think I'm gonna wanna talk more because I'll have more time and I'll have more things that I wanna talk about and stuff that I wanna get into. And strategies for consolidating my collection and stuff like that. But I don't know if I talked about this, but I was talking to Rob Krieger, who when we were doing Geek Brunch Retro, and we both have the same database called Comic Base, and I was discovering how to fucking use the app on my phone because I always thought I would have to push out reports to it and then see them on the cloud in PDF form. But that's just one of the features. Like my database is on the cloud. Like I could go to anything. So it works much like the apps that people, the majority of people use. Like count what the Comic Collectors Library or whatever the hell it is. Works like that. You know, I could see my apps and see all my issues, and I could type my issue number and I can navigate stuff really fast. So I shouldn't be getting dupes ever again. Like I should be, if I do, it's like just because I can't see. And now that I have glasses, I have no excuse to like miss read a line or something. So it could be a game changer in completing some collections. But this year, I haven't talked about it, but I'm trying to read at least one war comic a week. So there was a time when I had a theme, like where I would say, okay, this year's Venom, or this year's Silver Surfer, or this year's, like I'd pick a character, and I got that from Collector Comics Library, and I liked it. You know, like you would just spend a year trying to do as much as you could, not overwhelming consuming, but. And this year I'm doing a pretty good job with the war comics. For one thing, me and Bill are covering a war trade, a DC war trade, on Geek Brunch. So that's two at least. And then the other stuff I'm reading. And the other thing I've always been intimidated by and is for some reason I have this bias towards DC war. But I started tapping into reading Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos, and God damn it, that is fucking good comics. Like it's so different than Sergeant Rock in the fact or the DCs because it seems like a narrative that is like more continuity, because usually Sergeant Rock is a done in one issue, like. You know, it's him and Easy Company doing a certain task, or Unknown Soldier going undercover and doing something. It's like a done in one, but you read Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos, and it's like really, you know, crazy. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And that's helping me, like, digitally read at night, you know, to try to keep that goal alive. I also had a dollar box of a lot of Charltons. And I've been reading those, and you'll be seeing them come up a lot. But I'll be tallying, you know, from January, like how I'm doing on the war titles. The other thing I'm tallying this year is how many series I am completing this year. So I will be able to do at the end of the year, you know, like, hey, I completed all these back issues, and I've met these goals, and I still have these goals to go on. I'm about to complete like Silver Age Hawkman. I'm really happy about that. I've completed a lot of comics. I'm very close to completing DNA Agents and Crossfire. The only two I'm lacking are the damn Dave Stevens covers. But yeah, I'm really happy doing this stuff, and I do like the My Comic Shop piggyback. But I better get into some weekly reads, let you know what I've been reading. I'm gonna try to do 2 weeks this week. We're going back to August of 2025. And what did I watch? That 4 out of 5s. I watched Ultra Force, the cartoon episodes 1 through 4. It really is like if you're a fan of the Ultra Force line, you really should watch the animated series because it follows the comic like pretty damn good. And it introduces Rune, the Strangers, you get Nightman, you get a little bit of everything. And it's really like fun. If you like that kind of stuff, I think you'll enjoy it. I read the Haunted, or I watched the Haunted World of El Super Bistro. This was an animated series by Rob Zombie, and that was a lot of fun. You know, I had a comic book about El Super Bistro, so I was like, gotta check this out. Gave that a 4 out of 5. I watched on Disney Plus Ironheart. That was quite enjoyable. I actually want more Ironheart. I think it ended terribly, like the last episode, but other than them saying that they weren't gonna do it anymore, I thought it was a really good series. The 5 out of 5s were Peacemaker season 1. I did a rewatch to get ready for season 2, and I started watching Daredevil Born Again, which is fucking amazing. Like, I don't think there's a Daredevil season that I've watched that is not a 5 out of 5. Yeah, same with Jessica Jones. It's just amazing stuff. The only time I didn't care for Daredevil was when he was on the She-Hulk show. So let's get into the comics. They're all 4 out of 5s and 5 out of 5s. So it's weird to listen to me, you know, the guy who likes everything, blast a movie like The Iron Lung. But it's very infrequent. I just don't like something. Like The problem with the iron lung that I had is I found it very inapproachable to somebody who's never consumed the property. Like, I didn't even know they were on a fucking other planet, planet's moon. Like, I thought they were still on Earth. Like, it never set up anything other than this rapture, you know, like a narration at the beginning of the movie that really didn't set up shit for me. Like, I don't know. I think I needed a little bit more help. I read 23 comics. There were 12 Marvel, 4 Dynamite, 3 DC, 4 Boom. The 4 out of 5s were Dazzler 2 through 4. Dazzler goes on a tour, but a telepath takes over her during the late night talk show and destroys her image. One of Madrox's clothes was behind it all. She did have only 2 tour dates in Mandapur and New York, and she is going to work on restoring her image. We have Captain America 14 through 16. This is prior to the new volume by Chip Zdarsky. Thor calls upon Captain America and Spider-Man to restore Broxton by rescuing a human from the dark Asgard who was in love with an Asgardian. We have Justice League Unlimited 7 and 8. Grodd and his Legion of Doom have spread the League across time, and Airwave is able to reassemble them. Grodd gets the dark side power and becomes Gorilla God. And Airwave assembles his own Justice League Unlimited to fight the Legion of Doom. They defeat Grodd with Airwave's sacrifice. We have Herculoids 2 through 3, an invasion force starts mining the planet and captures Dorno. He escapes with the help of Gleep. Xandor attacks the mining equipment with Zok, the flying dragon. The mole creatures under the planet started sucking things underground because of the mining resources. We have Johnny Quest 4 and 5. The team work with Future Johnny and Haji to take out the immortal Dr. Zin. We have Uncanny Valley 3 through 6. The kid is a hybrid of part cartoon and human, and cartoons are trying to take his blood to save their race, and his grandpa is a cartoon, is working with his mother to try to save them from the cartoons. Very unusual story. I think that's Tony Fleeks. One World Under Doom. This has been one of my favorite Marvels. Doom gets to a buy-in from the world leaders and starts universal health care and free education. What's not to like, right? Heroes are not buying it, invade and fight Baron Zemo and find out he is a Doombot along with AIM. The heroes are thwarted at every turn and team up with key villains but defeated by Doom. They find out the world leaders are not brainwashed and have to withdraw. Mamu looks like he's going to consume Earth now that Doom is in charge. We have Kung Fu Fighter number 5. I read the first appearance of Shiva, and she is out for revenge because she believes Dragon killed her sister. Big difference from what we are seeing in the new story in Batgirl. We have Fantastic Four 25 through 27. Absolutely loved this. This is the only 5 out of 5. These 2 issues of Fantastic Four, best Trapster issue I have ever seen in a film noir pulp detective story. Man, I love this one. The second one is Ben and Johnny having to get jobs at a grocery store. It was really good. My only 5 out of 5s this week, and this issue of FF was as good as it focused on Ben and Alicia's adopted kids. Then we go into August 18th through the 24th. What did I watch? 4 out of 5 was Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the last season. The 5 out of 5s were Nobody 2. That was one of my favorite movies. Freaky Tales on HBO. That was interesting. Very different from things I've watched in the past. And The Woman King. Five out of five, three of them. That's pretty good. There are a total of 25 comics, a really good distribution. One Zenoscope, one Quality, one Valiant, six Marvel, three Mad Caves, three Image, seven DC, two Charlton, and one Comics Experience. We'll start with the three out of fives. We have the This Ends Tonight. This is an Image book. It has art by Jay Lee, and it's amazing. I was having trouble understanding the story Dugan was trying to tell. That's Jerry Dugan. The story is about two sisters in Vegas and their fantasy legacy of their families. Warrior Spirits is the Comic Experience one. I think it was self-published by somebody prior to this, but then came out as a CEX. Almost a silent issue because it happened in caveman days. It was an interesting one shot. It's always interesting for like have a silent type issue and see how effective they are getting a story across for sure. Weapon X-Men number 3. The team faces off against Baron Strucker and his army of Wolverines. We then get into the 4 out of 5s. Valiant Beyond. Bloodshot. Valiant has relaunched with new stories and a new direction. Valiant Beyond launched with controversy right out the gate with Bloodshot. The statement caused an uproar, which will likely be terrible for Alien books. The new Bloodshot feels like it's combining vampirism with the blood of heroes. People I know are dropping the book and all other books that follow, which I don't think is fair. I have been around since day one of Valiant, have been through good and bad incarnations. And I just want to know the history of the entire publication, so I'll be sticking around. Also, I don't believe in condemning an entire company and creators just because of a stupid decision by a writer and an editor. This is not intended to make sides or anything, but I am starting... I don't know what I was trying to say there, but I am starting to... Anyone that reads it while I'm sticking around. I don't know what I was trying to say there. What the controversy was is there was like this blurred on TV and they were essentially talking about trans kids and stuff. It was not a good scene, but it was that one scene. Like if you take that one scene out, that wasn't, you know, I don't even know why it was there. It served no purpose. We have Cheyenne Kid 48. This was from Charlton. It's the first Cheyenne Kid I own and read. Not nearly as good as a Marvel or DC Western, in my opinion. First story becomes a sheriff and evacuates a town so he can trap the outlaws and gets help from the cavalry and Native Americans. Second story was very weird as he's trying to show a woman how he is friends with the Comanche, but the young boy tells the chief he is making lightly of their culture and they attack. This could have turned into an absolute bloodbath, but someone make it out of it. Speed Racer number 1 establishes Speed Racer and his father and brother in the upcoming conflicts. Enjoyed it and I'm sticking around. Getting Racer X because it's Mark Russell. Vanishing Point number 3. This is Mark Russell, too, deals with the race of aliens that went to a planet and picked unique creatures and is experimenting on them. One of them escapes to start over. So Vanishing Point is like a sci-fi Twilight Zone or something, and it makes you think. It's really good. A different story in every episode by Mark Russell. It's really good. Some of them I rated 5 out of 5s. Unchosen number 1 seems to be a school of gifted kids for magic or witchcraft, and one girl seems to not have power, but she may be the most powerful of them all. Zenoscope Legends Summer 2025, great stories with Hercules, Mystery, and Gretel. This might be my last Zenoscope book for a while because my shop and DCBS don't carry them. Debating moving a handful of books to my comic shop, and I did because of that. Unfortunately, they had 3 straight months with no Zenoscope books while they were being published, but they seem to be getting them again. They were being published through, I forget what they were. It was another publisher, Philbo, And then I guess they weren't happy with Philbo and they dropped out of it and they started their own thing again, but it took them a while to get started, it seemed like. Justice League Dark Tomorrow special. Not sure why they made this a special instead of just a Justice League Unlimited comic. It is a must read if you're reading the monthly and deals with a lot of time traveling heroes and all of the displaced heroes. Justice League Unlimited number 9, another good issue. There is a time chaos happening in the book right now. Was happy Mr. Terrific and Blue Beetle pulled Airwave back, so he's not dead. Jehenna, Naked Aggression. While Jehenna is protecting the kid, she kidnapped the assassin that's after her. Love the art so much. Simple, fun action movie. JSA number 10, backstory of the new Kid Eternity. And sure looks like it sure looks like the bad guys have the upper hand right now. Exceptional X-Men 3 and 4. This book is my favorite X-Men book. It doesn't have great action, but does have a mutant soap opera-like stories. Kitty is trying to teach the three mutants when Emma wants to take over their training. Bobby comes to check in on Kitty for Rogue and the others because she is ghosting them. Doctor Strange of Asgard, number 3. Doctor Strange needs the skull of a dark troll to be able to cast a spell so him and the Asgardians go on a trek. This was such a good series. I read it digitally. I have to go buy the issues. I'm still missing one. Not issue 1, but I'm missing issue 5, believe it or not, the conclusion. I'm going to have to take a swig of water, get in the dry throat. Look into my eyes, an interesting commentary on the power of social media. One girl is trying to uncover how one of their schoolmates was killed. I really enjoyed this one. Doomsday Plus One, number 11. This is John Byrne. I read this and thought to myself, I have just read this recently. Well, I did. Issue 11 is a reprint of issue 5. So I read issue 5. Having said that, I really did enjoy rereading the book. John Byrne was amazing, and the story is top-notch. And I did finish this series, I believe, and I got all the reprints of the series with the new covers, because I felt like it was still part, even though they were reprints on the same volume. Police Comics number 1. Yeah, no, I don't own this, but I did buy the PS art books for it. First time reading, it was fantastic. Read them in chunks so I could cover them on Mike M's Weekly Reads. I did that. All the stories were really good. Weird War Tales 122, GI Robot takes on a sumo robot. One fighter pilot lives in his brother's World War I shadow. But when he finds out he is really going to fight, he finds out it's with a giant gorilla like King Kong stateside. The last one is about a demon boat that allied ships have to fight or the world would die. Savage Dragon 277, the Bay Area hero, and Franklin go against Maneater and the killer croc that is running a sex trafficking ring. When free, they have to deal with ICE and being deported by ICE. Franklin kills Maneater and the killer croc guy. We got Kung Fu Fighter 6 and 7. Richard Dragon stops a nuclear bomb from going off in a volcano. Richard Dragon and Shiva take on Krayot and Dr. Moon. They send the entire gang after them. When the gang fails, they send Topper. It still was not enough for our heroes. World Under Doom 4 and 5, Dormammu banishes the heroes and attacks Doom. Doom brings back the heroes and they fight Dormammu and defeat him. He can't come back unless Doom loses control. The heroes struggle in that some of them believe that Doom might be right. The 5 out of 5s were Money Shot, chapters 3 through 6. She gets taken out a lot and shot at through the trunk. She survives, but is wanted for that producer's death. It tells us how a woman with a suitcase went in to see her and caused all of this. So this is a Krista Faust book. It's a novel. It was amazing. Batgirl number 10, my favorite DC comic being published at that time. I love how they're bringing in the characters from Richard Dragon. In this, we also have a new DC Legacy character. Bronze Tiger and Lady Shiva had a kid. And I think he's called the Emerald Tiger or the Green Tiger. I can't remember. But really cool. And that wraps up this episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you let me know you still listen. It helps me gauge, what's going on, how I'm going to get the word out. If you know people that do listen to it, tell them that the RSS might change. I don't know what's going to happen going forward. Right now, everything is under DCNoisePodcast.com. And I might continue that for a while. I haven't decided. We'll see what Bill thinks. Do you start over again and show old episodes? I don't know what to do. It's so such a weird thing. It's like one of those things that you never think will go away, and it's going away. Derek hosted this for so long, and I thank him for doing it. But I, at the same time, I got so spoiled. Like I got spoiled rotten. So thank you, Comic Book Noise, for hosting my nonsense for so long. And if you get a chance and you see Derek on social media, thank him for, say I listen to Geek Brunch and Mike M's Weekly Reads and DC Noise, and I really appreciate what you did because that was very helpful, especially for somebody like me. But if you want to contact me, please contact me on Tw X or Blue Sky at Mike Myers Brunch. Let me know you're out there and send me email to mikemyersbrunch@gmail.com. Those are the best ways to get a hold of me. You could also go to Facebook under Geek Brunch Podcast or DC Noise Podcast and let me know you're out there. That would help. And we'll be talking to you soon. Take care, everyone, and read comics because they're so good right now. And take care, everybody.